Hola, gente linda. It is your girl, Mimi, once again on this mic. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Coffee with Curls podcast. I'm happy to be on recording this episode and getting to vibe and share some things during this recording. It's been a minute. Things have been a little bit over a month. And, I'm starting to become where when I'm ready and I want to share and record an episode is kind of where the vibe is right now, trying to keep it to once a month. Maybe it'll be more and also forth, with no commitment. I am in that space in my time right now that that's how I want to share my voice, and I've shared this before with you guys, being mindful of how I'm sharing my time, my energy, and I just personally have a lot going on. And I'm focused on those things for me, even though I love recording and sharing, but to commit on a weekly or even bi-weekly basis at this time in my life, I'm not, I don't want to share, my time right now for recording that often, just because I definitely am focused on some things, focused on, building things that I've been working on the low, I guess. I never really truly share a lot of my personal life anyway, but, sometimes you gotta save space for yourself. You share so much on a daily basis with the world. And it's so easy too, right? Because we're taught to do that. Why not? It's like almost not an obligation, but almost like expected. How you not want to share. And so, that being said, there's some things that I'm saving energy for. So yeah, there's been, of course, as time passes by, things happen. Life is lifing, right? So as I'm recording this episode, I'm actually in Savannah. I just came back from Philly. And so I wasn't sure if I was gonna record this episode or not, or if I was gonna share this part, but I think I will, because maybe some can relate, So my dad had moved back from Puerto Rico to Philly, and it was an overdue for me to see him. But I may or may not have shared that I also have siblings in Puerto Rico. Excuse me. And so I have two sisters and a brother, which I have not seen. My God, life just passes by. It has to be definitely over 20 years. I'm the oldest of the bunch, and so life has been lifing, and my dad had told me that my brother was gonna come down, and I was a little shocked because I'm like, really? I was actually excited, right? He said, but I'm not gonna tell him you're gonna be here. He's like, I'm gonna surprise him with you. I was like, oh my God. So I kind of already known for a month. He didn't know, but I knew that I was gonna see him. And I was just excited, nervous, all these emotions of things, right? Because I'm like, oh my God. Last time I saw my brother, he probably was like 8 years old. And he's a grown ass man now, in his 30s. And I'm like, oh my God, how time has just flown by. You know what I mean? It just has. And he always lived in the island, he lives in Puerto Rico. But they come to the States and stuff. He's a dad, he's a husband. And we stayed in contact via Facebook for years, And so it's almost like I'm meeting my brother again, pretty much. And I had all these thoughts going through my mind. I'm like, oh my God, are we gonna get along? Just like things, I think it's just a natural emotion, right? Like, I don't know this person, we share the same blood, but I hope this meeting goes well, right? That's what I kept thinking. And so I got to Philly, right? And I was like, you know what? It's gonna be fine. It really is. excuse me. It is. It's gonna be fine. You're gonna meet your brother and it's gonna go great. And I did. We met. I was just like in this shock. I'm like, oh my God, well, this is my brother. Haven't seen you in so many years. And we got to spend about 4 days together with my dad, and it was so cool. My dad just seemed so happy to have his kids together sharing and stuff. And my dad's wife, she's amazing. He's been with her for like 20 something years, and very sweet. Oh my God, she cooked. Oh my God, did she cook? She can cook her ass off. And I ate a lot and enjoyed it and just spent time. We actually went to Philadelphia's art. Well, that's where they have the Rocky stairs where the movie was filmed. And they actually moved the statue from the top to the bottom. So we took pictures there. We just did shopping. I mean, we were out and about socializing. And I felt like my inner child just needed that, right? Even though, like, I have a brother from my mom's side that I grew up with, but I'm still the oldest, right? And so it was just my inner child just needed to connect that way, to feel that family essence, because I had not really grown up with my dad. And, you know, as humans, when you become older and you start doing your own healing journey and things like that, you start realizing that your parents are humans, right? They're not. I think sometimes we look at our parents like, you know, either superheroes or in a way that they can make this mistake. Like, we don't look at them as people that did make mistakes. So many years ago, you know, my dad and I had like this come to realization moment where we had a really honest conversation and was able to amend a lot of things. And so it's a full circle now to have my brother, you know, because there was a lot of stuff that went on that why we hadn't connected the way we did, which I will not share on here. But I was just so happy to have been able to just share time, talk, FaceTime with his wife and kids. They're amazing. She's gorgeous. His wife is beautiful. The kids are adorable. And that I have nephew and niece. Like, it's so weird to me, right? But it's very healing. It was very healing for me. One of the best weekends I spent, you know, just in that. Enjoying family and time, right? Because I always mention this, there's not a lot of time. And connecting with the people that you love is important, right? Cultivating that in your life is so important. And so I did. I needed that. I needed that moment. And I was sad, you know, when he was leaving back to Puerto Rico. And we dropped him at the airport. It was so much of my emotions that I don't know. I just like, I didn't know how to feel, right? Like, I was sad for sure, but it was just like so much going on. You know, I was living in this bubble for the weekend of just spending time and enjoying, you know, each other's presence. And I wasn't ready to let that go, but I am grateful that I was able to have those moments. And we took pictures and joked around. I found that where I get my humor from, and I really get that from my father, and my brother's funny too. So I'm like, yeah, definitely get this from my father. So I like we were cracking up the whole weekend, us three, cracking jokes on each other, and I was like, yeah, I definitely get this from my father's side. We're funny as hell. Excuse me. And so I be going to Puerto Rico next year to spend time with my brother and the family and stuff like that. So that's gonna be a thing. I actually already booked my trip. I made sure because I want to commit to cultivating space for the people that I care about. You know, it's so easy to get caught into the routine of life, right? Whether it's, you know, work, getting busy with things, you know, whatever it is. And I've become super mindful. Something about this year, I don't know what it is about this year that's really pushed me in a way that I'm being more mindful of that, of having space and wanting to share and create memories have been such a thing for me this year. Like just creating memories with people that I care about, that I love. Those things will forever stay, right? Like you always think about a moment like, oh my God, I remember when I did X, Y, and Z. And those are the things that make you smile, that plays in your mind like a record. Whether they're good or bad, right? Of course. But the good memories, creating that, creating those moments, I find that to be important. And I hope that you do that for you too. You know, that's been like my takeaway of the weekend that I spent with my family. It was the takeaway of enjoy each other's time, each other's presence, you know, laugh together, you know, make sure you tell each other you love each other, and make it the intentions of staying connected, talking to each other, you know, is important. If those things matter, make space for it. So that's what I'm doing, making space for the things that really matter. So I wanted to just share that little note with you guys. And I'll be on this mic again soon. On to the next one. Have a good one.